My thoughts do not mean anything. This idea applies to all of the thoughts of which you are aware or become aware in the practice periods. The reason the idea is applicable to all of them is that they are not your real thoughts. We've made this distinction before and we'll do it again. You have no basis for comparison as yet. When you do, you will have no doubt that what you once believed were your thoughts do not mean anything. This is the second time we have used this kind of idea. The form is only slightly different. This time the idea is introduced with my thoughts instead of these thoughts, and no link is made overtly with the things around you. The emphasis is now on the lack of reality of what you think you think. This aspect of the correction process began with the idea that the thoughts of which you are aware are meaningless, outside rather than within, and then stressed their past rather than their present status. Now we are emphasizing that the presence of these thoughts means that you are not thinking. This is merely another way of repeating our earlier statement that your mind is really blank. To recognize this is to recognize nothingness when you think you see it. As such, it is the prerequisite for vision.